radio at firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Not even a life-altering explosion can stop a hero during difficult times. Attend the opening ceremony at Firehouse World in February 2011 to hear Marine Corporal Joshua Blyle share about a bombing in Iraq that took both his legs. You'll leave motivated to face whatever challenges may come your way when you're out on your next call. Get complete details at firehouseworld.com.
Okay, this is Elizabeth Nerulis, Managing Editor of Firehouse Magazine, and we are speaking today with Chief Dennis Compton of Mesa, Arizona. And Chief Compton is going to speak with us about fire-based EMS. Chief, I just wanted to talk with you a moment about that and ask how fire-based EMS affects the fire service.
Fire-based EMS affects the fire service in many ways. EMS is not just a cause that we try to address as a fire service. It's actually an important part of our service delivery component. And there's a long history of EMS in the fire service, even before it was called EMS. In fact, when I first came into the fire department in 1970, we ran regularly on what were called first aid calls. And many fire departments ran first aid calls even long before that. One of the things it allows us to do is use our existing resources, which are in a way that is multi-roled. If you think about it, fire stations are already in neighborhoods. They're already strategically located for quick response. So it allows us to use that deployment system, that model, in a way that strengthens the model. It also can provide additional resources to us at times for a lot of other types of incidents besides just EMS when those response vehicles are in our system with people on them. Another thing it does for us is it really improves the continuity of care for patients. In other words, in almost all rescue situations, the fire department has its hands on the person first, whether that be a car accident or a trench collapse or whatever the situation, a fire. So as we remove that person from their situation, we're able to provide advanced care for them immediately at the scene. And then I think the most important thing probably of all is it enhances customer service. In other words, we're there to serve the public, our firefighters are there to serve the public. This provides us with an excellent mechanism to do that even better.
Wow. And how does that affect today's firefighter? How would you say that, you know, why do they need to pay attention to the importance of fire-based EMS?
Well, there are several reasons why we need to pay attention to EMS. I think first and foremost is firefighters are committed to preventing harm in their community, harm that occurs in any way, in fact. And EMS fits that goal very, very well. If you think about the role of a firefighter today, we're going to touch most of our life-saving opportunities in the EMS part of our deployment model. It won't be in the other parts. It's in the EMS part.
Mm-hmm.
And that really contributes to the safety of a community. It actually enhances our staffing, too, which affects the safety of firefighters. If we have EMS capability and deployment units in our system, and as I said a few minutes ago, we can use those in a multi-rolled deployment model for various types of incidents that we respond to. It also, I think, provides a strong daily connection to the community for the firefighters. In a lot of communities, you could go quite a while without having community contact through a fire, hazardous materials incident, a technical rescue. But with EMS, you have that community contact literally every day.
Right.
And that really affects the image of the fire department in the community. They see us as professional lifesavers because we are professional lifesavers.
Right.
And the other reason, finally, is that I believe strongly that fire-based EMS is an extremely successful model for all the reasons that I've already talked about. And right. because we've got such a long history that we can look at in representing that fact.
Okay, great. And in terms of policymakers, do you think they understand the importance of having emergency medical services provided through the fire service? Or is that, that's just an ongoing struggle?
You know, I think that the policymakers have an ongoing struggle in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. not just the MS.
Right.
That for many of them, and that's not a knock on them either, for many of them, they come into those roles where they develop public policy with really very little background in any of it. And I think it's incumbent upon the fire service executives and managers and unions and anybody that has a lot of contact with those policymakers to help them understand the system, how it works, what it does, what it costs, what it doesn't cost, the effectiveness of it, and the reason why it's so important to the community. You know, if we don't help them with those decisions, those policy decisions, then we really don't have a whole lot of reason to complain about them.
Right, right. Okay, great. Is there anything else to ask you about Firebase?
There's one thing I think that I would like to cover before we're finished. Is that for us to really be successful as a fire service in delivering EMS, our members have to embrace EMS all the way from the tops of those fire departments to the people who respond on those calls day in and day out. In other words, if we are firefighters that also do EMS, our EMS systems are not going to operate to the level that they could. In other words, we need to place as much emphasis on EMS as we do on anything else that we provide to the public. Another thing I would like to see everybody do is I'm the co-chairman of the Fire Service-Based EMS Advocates, which is based in Washington, D.C., and our steering committee is the IFF, the IFC, the NVFC, the Congressional Fire Services Institute, and the NFPA. And I would like to encourage you all to join that advocacy group. It's easy to do. Just go to the website, which is www.fireserviceems, as if it were one word, .com. So that's www.fireserviceems.com. There's a lot of information about fire-based systems on that website, a lot of reports and studies, and a lot of current best practices in EMS, and that's something that's very easy to do. It doesn't cost anything, and I really encourage you to join.
Okay, great. Again, that was fireserviceems.com.
Yep, www.fireserviceems.com.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
The best way to learn a new skill or improve upon one you already have is to actually put it into practice. Choose from 6 hands-on training classes at Firehouse World 2011 in San Diego this coming February. Classes include trench rescue, firefighter survival, air management, extrication, and more. Learn by doing. Complete details available at firehouseworld.com.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.